as we look back on the weekend in Rugby League, Gary. And first of all, on this game, the scoreline not unexpected, but it sounds like Batley at least had a go this afternoon.
Oh, they did indeed, without a shadow of a doubt. And I say they stuck in there for 80 minutes and, you know, had a great start after 3 minutes from there. And but I say, unfortunately, then Hulkinson Rovers decided to pick up the pace a little bit, and the quality of Lunt and Albert and I say the big pack of forwards and James Green coming off the bench and Adam Walker just making inroads from there. But yeah, just the full-time professionalism at times, which you could see there with the power and the pace and the vision of the quality of the players, certainly from Albert Kelly and Matty Marshall, who was outstanding at number six. Just that bit more quality from there. But one thing for sure, Batley cannot be disgraced with his performance. They kept going from the first minute to the last, and the Batley fans at the end just literally applauding all the players off there, and they know they've put the hard work in there. And 58-18, okay, the scoreline looks as though that it's been one-way traffic at times. Yeah, too much class, too much quality for Mulkey R, but Batley playing for the full 80 minutes and not disgraced by this performance.
I mean, when we look at the relative budgets for these two sides, I guess almost a tenth, if not less, Batley's of Rovers, or certainly what they potentially can spend. And I guess Rovers today have put in a performance that they needed to in this kind of match, where they just need to put together a professional performance and get the 2 points on the board.
Absolutely. And they're saying a confidence boost as well, because we all know they go to the Red Hot Rhinos, don't they, on Friday night after that magnificent win yesterday at Featherstone. So, yeah, just exactly what James Webster would have wanted. Richards, excuse me, as I said before the game, he would have wanted to make sure that, you know, he wanted to put 40-point victory. He got that with a 58-18 performance. But, yeah, confidence booster and ready to go to the Rhinos on Friday night.
Well, you mentioned that on his live here on the radio show on Friday night at Headingley Stadium. And they, again, got the job done yesterday. A big win for them at Featherstone Rovers.
Yeah, they did. And at times it was too easy, wasn't it? You know, and you could see the smiles on the Leeds' faces at how easy it was. And sure, it should be. You know, again, when you look at the quality on paper, and that's what these Super League clubs should be. And no disrespect, you know, to the Championship clubs, but when you've got full-time professionals and you've got literally part-timers against you, that's exactly what they should be doing. So, but at the end of the day, you know, don't get too carried away for it, because, you know, it's just like when you look at professionals against amateurs, and that's what it is when you break it down to that point. So, job done by the Rhinos there yesterday, job done by Hulkinson Rovers, and them two meet on Friday night, which, on form, the way that Hulkie had played today, plenty of confidence, should be a cracker, to be honest with you.
And the big result there, I guess, for Rovers is the crowd, 6,671. A nice boost to the coffers as well.
Absolutely. And I say, it's been a great day here as well, Rich. And I say, I've never been to Humberside, where the blue skies are absolutely looking fantastic. The sun is baking down here. And I've never been to Humberside where it's been like this for so long. And a great crowd, great atmosphere. And as I said, Rich, just before the game as well, when the Batley players came out, you know, for the warm-up, and they went over to the Hulkinson Rovers side when they were just jogging, and they got a great round of applause from the Hulkinson fans. So well done to the Hulkinson fans for showing the respect what these Batley players deserved.
Yeah, I think everyone recognises the achievement that Batley have had this season, and we wish them well for the rest of the eights. I'm sure we'll see them again before the end of the season. The two other games in the qualifiers, perhaps bigger, more important games, and certainly today, big win for the Salford Red Devils. I mean, as you and Craig referred to in commentary, they are a top eight side without that points deduction, beating Huddersfield 34 points to 12. So Rick Stone yet to find a win as Giants coach. And well, they play Featherstone next Sunday. That's our other commentary game next weekend, and Featherstone will go there fancying their chance of causing an upset, perhaps.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. And as I say, first of all, many congratulations to Salford, and I say, we all know, if it wouldn't have happened, they'd have been in the top eight. But anyway, they're not. They're in this middle eight. They're in the mix, and it's been a great start. And yeah, delighted for Ian Walsh, because I think he's done a great job at Salford this year. As we all know, what he's had to work with. And as I say, the players, the commitment, what he's got from there, the team spirit. So great credit to Ian Watson. And, well, Huddersfield, for them, as I said in commentary, and Rick Stone said after the Warrington game, it's all about educating his players. Well, one thing for sure, I think maybe a lot of his players maybe were skipping school, or maybe skipping the education classes, because looking at that scoreline, they've been beaten quite convincingly.
Yeah, need to cram in those lessons very quickly ahead of that game next Sunday. And Lee yesterday, victory for them over London, closing the end 34-30. But I guess for them as well, having the pressure of last year on them and failing miserably in these middle eights, the fact that they've picked that win up on the board, the most important thing there.
Oh, it is. There's no two ways about it. And, the press is on Lee. The people have said, is pressure on Lee? Yeah, it is, because they're expecting. And I know they've gone about the business quietly. They're not making all the noises like they did last year, but they know the expectations of that club. They know the supporters are expecting as well. So, good win, 34-20. I think at time they were leading quite easy, Rich, weren't they? I think about 34-8, and they scored three late tries later on in that match. But a win's a win, 2 points for Lee. And I think they play Salford next week, don't they? So that's going to be a cracker there at the Sports Village.
Yeah, that will be a fantastic game. We look back at the action in the Super 8 starting Thursday night. A narrow win for St Helens over Warrington. Perhaps not a quality game, but certainly an exciting one.
Oh, it was. And I say, I think the great thing as well, what I saw on Thursday night, was the smile back on Kieran Cunningham's face after the game, wasn't it? You know, just before the hooter went, and he's very, very happy the way that his team's going. He's got all his big players back. He's got all his players back in form. And I thought Kyler Moore and Alex Warmington was certainly back to the best. We know what we're going to get from James Robey and the organisation and of Luke Walsh. And, yeah, St Helens now, they're just looking a team. They're playing for each other. They're a team that's settled. And 1-17, they know the jobs individually and collectively. And I'm delighted for Kieran. And I like Kieran as a bloke. And everybody knows him when he's been as a quality, as a rugby league player. So I'm glad the pressure's off a little bit now. And he seems to be enjoying what he's doing at this moment in time. And one thing for sure, Rich, I can reassure you, don't rule St Helens out. They can't do the treble. I'm not going to say they're going to do the treble because they can't. But one thing for sure, don't rule them out making Old Trafford. I can reassure you, they're going along quite nicely.
I know Tony Smith didn't use it as an excuse, but it was a bit poor that they had the short turnaround after the semi-final, wasn't it? I mean, they could have moved a different fixture to...
Listen, mate, that's where the dice has been rolled for them. But it's good effort from them. But I was a little bit disappointed in the second half, certainly from Chris Sandow. He seems to go missing for mine, and he needs to take a little bit more pressure off Kurt Gidley, because Kurt at times he tries to do everything, and he just needs a bit of pressure taken off him. So I was a little bit disappointed in Sandow certainly not taking that responsibility on there. But yeah, it was a great effort from Warrington, but let's take nothing away from St Helens. They deserve that win, and maybe a little bit disheartened Tony Smith, because he wants to keep tabs certainly on the top, and he wants to certainly want to make in the top two to get in the semi-final the week before the grand final to make the job easy for himself. But I don't think there's too much dramas for Tony Smith, to be honest with you.
No, it wasn't a great weekend for teams in the Challenge Cup final, because Hull, of course, well beaten by Castleford on Friday night. I guess sums up the frustrating year for Castleford, because they can play like that at times, and sometimes they can play the complete opposite. Some superb rugby league from them yet again. Luke Gale pulling the strings. But Lee Radford, not a happy man after that one, was he?
Oh, no. I think his interview after the game lasted a minute and 40 seconds, I'm led to believe. So I would imagine it was short, and I guess it would have been very, very sharp regarding the criticism of his players. But taking off away from Castleford, they were absolutely outstanding, Rich, to be honest with you, and from 1-17. And I think the great move from Darryl Powell, the coach, was when he interchanged the four players just after 20 minutes. And what an impact they made! The four players, they made a huge impact. And I think when they was on there, they scored three quick tries, and yeah, a huge call from Darryl. But that's the smartness of the coach himself, isn't he? And the way that he likes to play the game. Luke Gale again, just bossing the show, and quite simply, if he's not the number seven for England, well, I don't know who's going to be, to be honest with you, because he totally outplayed Mark Snead, who's in the squad there. So, but from 1-17, Castleford were totally outstanding. And I'll tell you what as well, one kid who's certainly got to be looking at an England place, and if Wayne Bennett wants to give me a ring, I'll tell you how good this kid is, because we're pretty short in the centres, is that young Minikin. How good is he in his footwork and his vision? Sensational. But Castleford, full credit to Darryl Powell, great rugby league, great to watch. I call Warrington the entertainers. I'll tell you what, Castleford out far behind them.
Now, Wigan up to second in the table, 11 on points with Hull, but behind them on points difference. They hammered Wakefield on Friday. No great surprise there. Season over for the Wildcats. But it's good to see Chris Chester taking this opportunity to blood some young players, with a couple of debutants involved on Friday night.
Yeah, it is indeed. They're short on numbers and they're short on bodies and players with injuries. But again, it's just giving these kids the opportunity. Knocking on Chris Chester's door and saying, listen, you give me this opportunity and I'm going to put a marker down. You know, I want to play for Wakefield Trinity. I want to be a first-team rugby league player. And give me that opportunity and I'll show you that I can handle it. And that's exactly after what Chris has done. Okay, maybe false, but these kids want to play. It's as simple as that. That's why the full time professionals. That's what the job is, and they want to put that shirt on and hopefully put a marker down for themselves. But when you play against a quality team like Wigan, they're still smarting from the Challenge Cup defeat. They want to make sure that they finish in that top two as well for the grand final. That's all they've got left to play for. Looking for the four in the game. Got 60 points. Sean Wayne, quite simply, job well done. But Wakefield, their season's been completed. We know exactly they're in the eight. They've made the Challenge Cup semi-final, and quite simply now it's just a matter of some of them players who are going to get the opportunity put a marker down to say, yeah, for next season I'm going to be ready to play first team football.
And they find themselves level on points with Widnes, who went to the south of France yesterday unable to get the job done. Tight game early, but Catan's finally picking up a win after that poor run.
Yeah, they did, and I wasn't really overconvinced with Catan, to be honest with you, because if you looked at all their tries, Widnes were poor yesterday, the performance, and I'm sure Dennis Bates will be very, very disappointed, because let's not forget, I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago, they absolutely hammered the Catalans at home, didn't they? But, all their tries came from Widnes' mistakes, and when Widnes had good field position, they were just clueless at times, and Kevin Brown just turning the ball back inside, and you're not going to beat Catalans playing down the middle and playing down that ruck area. You've got to get a little bit wider from that ruck there to run the big guys around. But Catalans got the five tries, all from Widnes' mistakes. But I'll tell you what, Rich, one thing I was delighted with yesterday, and it's a highlight of the season for me, I can reassure you. What about the chip and chase by Dave Taylor? He did just chip it over. He caught it on the full, and he was going 20 yards again. It was just a bit of a poor pass to the winger who didn't really react. But I'll tell you what, that is a highlight for me. A big front rower, chip and chase, catching it on the full. Sensational. But one thing I will say, all you bookends who are out there, don't try it. Don't try it, please, because it won't come off of you, I can reassure you. There's not too many players. Maybe a young Lee Crooks, he could have got away with it in his days. Dave Taylor, we can see what he can do. But all you other bookends, just keep running hard and straight and taking the ball in. That's my advice to you. Don't try and do that in training, because it won't come off of you. But Dave Taylor, sensational.
I know you were mentioning Cumbria in commentary there with Craig.
A great place to go for a night out, Rich.
A great place for a night out, but not great for their rugby league teams at the moment, because Workington and Whitehaven, bottom of the Championship Shield, of course, two teams relegated from this at the end of the season. 3-point gap between themselves. In fact, more than that now, because Oldham will have beaten Workington. So four-point gap between the Cumbrian sides and Swinton at the bottom of the table. It's not looking great for Cumbrian Rugby League in terms of the top places, is it? In terms of the Championship anyway.
No, it's not. It's very disappointing, is it? Because, and I say, we all know how mad they are up there for the greatest game of all in Rugby League up in Cumbria, but unfortunately they just can't seem to get it right on the field, and lacking quality, certainly in personnel from both sides, in both Workington and Whitehaven, and it's sad to see, because the two great clubs, when you look at the tradition, you look at the history. But hey, listen, we're in the 21st century now, and quite simply, if you don't buy the quality what's required to be there week in and week out, then you find yourself exactly in the position what they're in.
Well, Gary, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. What's in the columns around the League Express?
It's all about the games, what have been this weekend, Rich, to be honest with you. So, some coaches may not be pretty happy with what I've got to say about the performances. Hey, but listen, as I keep saying to everybody week in and week out, to all the listeners, I can only give an opinion, an honest opinion. That's what we do here on Radio Yorkshire, and it's as simple as that. We tell it as it is. And that's the way we do it.
Indeed it is. Gary, enjoy the trip across the 62. I shall see you tomorrow afternoon for the last time.
Richie, we will do. And I tell you what, I'm just going to go for a couple of nice quiet pints, and I'm going to enjoy the sunshine in Humberside. And I can reassure you, I've not said that too often, enjoying the sunshine over here in Humberside. See you tomorrow, mate.
Gary Schofield, as ever, thank you very much. The Rugby League Hall of Famer with us every week here.